Hi, Mark Kravitsky here for Parables That Preach, a podcast for preachers. Today is Friday, September 3rd of 2021, and today's episode is called Ingratitude. Worship services at church are a wonderful experience where we get to tell God how much we love Him. We do that through songs, preaching, communion, offering. Everything we do is to honor Him. But if we're not careful, we can forget who the worship service is about. There was a time a lady came up to me, and she was very unhappy with the song selection at church. I tried to let her know that at our church we had a blended service, meaning we had a collection of new songs and old songs that we tried to pick from each week to try to meet the various desires of the people at church. And she told me, "I don't have that much time left, and I want to hear what I like." And I was really thrown off by that statement. I didn't have a good reply. But I did think about what Jesus said, that he who comes after him should pick up his cross daily and follow him. All I could think is that didn't seem to line up with what Jesus taught. There was another time I was preaching. It was when I was in Bible college, and a lady came up to me after the sermon and said, "Mark, that sermon didn't do anything for me today." I was so caught off guard by that comment from such a sweet and kind person that I had no idea what to say, and so I simply said, "I'm sorry." But I was reminded of what I was also told by a professor in Bible college, that if you are willing to listen and pay attention, there should be something for everyone in every sermon. While I'm sure I preached some pretty poor sermons in Bible college, and probably still do today sometimes, I realized it was that attitude of, "It's not what I wanted," more than it was, "How can I honor God by listening to this message?" One final story I'd like to share comes from 2006. I was at a concert in Springfield, Illinois, with my wife. I did not want to be at this concert. It was a Christian concert, but the Cardinals were in the World Series. I wanted to be watching the game, but instead I was at this concert. And in this concert, he told a story. He had visited Africa with Compassion International, and while he was there, he met with a tribal leader, a chief leader of his village, and they sat in a big circle and they asked a bunch of questions, and he asked the man through an interpreter, if you could ask God for one thing, what would it be? If you could have one thing, anything in the world, what would it be? And the man sat there in silence for a long time and thought about it. And finally he replied, "I have my health, and I have my family, and I have God. What more could I have? What more could I need? What more could I ask for?" And here I was, complaining that I couldn't watch a baseball game. That really doesn't mean much today. It helped me realize that the focus I had in that concert was not where it needed to be. And maybe in our worship services, our focus isn't where it needs to be either. We're more concerned about judging what people are wearing, how well the song was performed, or if the preacher told enough funny stories that day. Instead, may our focus be about honoring God. May it be about bringing praise to His name. Anything less than that displays a spirit of ingratitude. We are no longer grateful for the sacrifice of Jesus for us. This has been Mark Kravitsky for Parables That Preach. Until next time, preach the word.